The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Adding nursing care in MS may ease patient depression, anxiety. Nurse practitioner care helped meet patients' needs sooner, study found. Adding a specialized nurse practitioner, or NP, to a neurologist-based standard care team was found to significantly lessen depression and anxiety in patients with multiple sclerosis, according to data from a 6-month study in Canada. People with multiple sclerosis, dubbed PWMS by researchers, who received the add-on nursing intervention were equally satisfied with their care as those receiving standard treatment alone. But according to researchers, the addition of NP-led disease management may enable patients' needs to be better and sooner met, while easing the burden on neurologists with very busy practices. This study suggests that NPs could address many of the unmet needs identified by PWMS. Improved education, coping strategies, more timely and effective interventions, urgent relapse management, in addition to helping PWMS optimize their functioning, the researchers wrote. The study, The Effect of Nurse Practitioner, NP-Led Care on Health-Related Quality of Life in People with Multiple Sclerosis, a randomized trial, was published in BMC Neurology. Due to the complex nature of MS, many patients require decades of individualized and ongoing care to manage their disease. Such care is usually provided to multiple sclerosis patients by a multidisciplinary team of healthcare professionals, including neurologists, physical therapists, and nursing staff. With MS rates on the rise, neurologist practices are increasingly busy. This can lead to significant delays in patient access to a neurologist, posing a barrier to optimal care for these patients. This issue may be particularly pertinent in Canada, a country with one of the highest incidence rates of MS globally, the team noted. Adding nurse practitioners to care teams. In addition, even when meeting with healthcare providers, multiple studies reported that PWMS do not receive enough education or support from their healthcare providers in order to meet their needs, the researchers wrote. As such, in pressured public healthcare systems, alternate ways of supporting and treating PWMS need to be explored and supported to optimize the experience and functioning of PWMS, they added. It has been increasingly recognized that nurse practitioners are critical members of healthcare teams who can serve in to fill these care gaps, providing meaningful knowledge, treatment, and support to patients. Allowing NPs, particularly specialized nursing staff, to manage the care of people with multiple sclerosis could potentially serve to improve quality of life for patients and ease the burden on neurologists. Now, researchers in Canada conducted a clinical trial to investigate the impact of add-on NP-led care on depression and anxiety among MS patients. These patients were seeing neurologists at community practices across Edmonton in Alberta, the province with the highest MS rate in the country. NP-led care involved a comprehensive consultation at the study's start. This consultation included individualized lifestyle and/or medication strategies to manage symptoms, exploration of the patient's local community, and discussion of resources to optimize mood and quality of life. Patients also underwent follow-up NP visits at 3 and 6 months, which were conducted in person, via telehealth, or on the phone. The study's NP had been thoroughly trained by MS specialists before the study and had worked in the community setting for 1 month. Usual care included limited support to community neurologists by registered nurses, who also work within a tertiary MS clinic setting, the team wrote. Of the 248 screened participants, 228 completed the trial and were included in the final analysis. Altogether, there were 189 women and 39 men, with a mean age of 47.5. Among these multiple sclerosis patients, 120 received the NP-led care intervention with specialized nursing, and 108 received usual care from their community neurology practice. demographic and clinical characteristics were generally similar between the two groups at the study's start. The trial's main goal was to assess changes in depression and anxiety, as measured by the patient-reported Hospital Anxiety and Depression Scale, after 3 months. Secondary goals included changes in depression and anxiety at 6 months, as well as quality of life, fatigue, and patient satisfaction, all assessed with validated measures after 3 and 6 months. Helping lower depression, anxiety. Results showed that patients in the NP care group saw significant reductions in depression at 3 months, and in both depression and anxiety at 6 months, compared with those in the standard care group. Trends favoring NP-led care were observed for fatigue and quality of life at both time points, but group differences failed to reach statistical significance. Also, patients of both groups reported similar levels of satisfaction regarding care. Despite statistically significant improvements in depression and anxiety scores in our study, further research on the minimally clinically important difference, or MCID, score for PWMS is needed before conclusions can be drawn about the clinical significance of these findings, the researchers wrote. Among study limitations, the researchers noted a potentially pre-existing bias for participants to view NP-led care positively as they opted into the trial and the study's short duration. However, the findings are consistent with what has been reported in the literature, the team wrote, adding that even with a short duration, there was an encouraging trend in NP-led care can positively influence or delay the decline of quality of life measures, such as depression for people with MS. This study provides an alternate and possibly cost-saving management strategy to complex management of symptoms and quality of life measures for PWMS, the researchers concluded. This news article was written by Lindsay Shapiro, PhD, on August 8, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on August 5, 2022. New service takes a shark-sized bite out of medication costs. Billionaire Mark Cuban's new company offers deep discount prescriptions. My multiple sclerosis medications cost me a lot, even with good insurance. Yours probably do too, if you don't live in a country where the government picks up your drug costs. But now billionaire entrepreneur Mark Cuban is taking a big bite out of the cost of some of those medications. Cuban is an investor who regularly appears on the Shark Tank entrepreneurial television show. Among his recent investments is the Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company. His goal with the company is to dramatically reduce the cost of drugs and to make drug pricing transparent so that patients will know they're getting a fair price when filling a prescription. Ditching the middleman. Here's how it works. Cuban's company buys medications directly from pharmaceutical companies. It adds 15% to that price for operational costs and continued investments in the company. Then, $3 is added to cover the cost of what Cuban's pharmacy partners charge to prepare and ship the medication. On your end, you'll need to sign up for the service on the company's website. Search the site for the medication you want to order and ask your doctor to prescribe the medication via Cost Plus. The doctor can send the prescription electronically or by phone or fax. Limited MS meds, but big savings. So far, only 2 multiple sclerosis medications are available via Cost Plus. The generic versions of Ampira, dalfampridine, and Tecfidera, dimethyl fumarate. But more MS meds may be added. The website says, "Tell us which drugs you're looking for, and we'll let you know when they become available." The savings can be substantial. The Cost Plus website lists the retail price for 30 dalfampridine tablets as $1,394.30. I've paid $40 using a different discount provider. The Cost Plus price is $11.40. A bottle of dimethyl fumarate tablets is listed as $2,176.06 retail. The Cost Plus sells it for $365.40. Though it's not specifically an MS medication, 30 tablets of 10 milligram baclofen costs me $11 via my usual mail-order pharmacy. The Cost Plus price is $4.20. Other discount prescription services. Cost Plus is joining several other services that offer discounted medications. I've saved money using the GoodRx website. It also has an app. You can search for a medication on its homepage, and it will compare the retail cost at many pharmacies with the price you'll be charged if you buy it using a no-cost GoodRx coupon. There are also other discount sites, several of which were reviewed by the Miami Herald a couple of months ago. A little bit of research might save you a good deal of cash. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.